This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. All right, so if you missed it earlier, we replayed Dan Campbell. Let's go with four here. My bad, Kang. Dan Campbell was on the morning show and said this about what to expect in a if they are to go outside the organization to make up for the loss of Hutch. Okay, that is not Max Crosby. That is not Myles Garrett. It's probably not Trey Hendrickson. It's probably not Hassan Reddick, the way he described that. But he also is speaking rationally in that it's easier to get the role players, I put that in quotes, if that's what we're going to call it, because, I mean, the price tag isn't as much. Teams are more willing to part with them. He didn't rule it out, but he kind of talked about what's more likely. Now, with that said, he said something in the middle of there about how a player supplements with what we're doing inside. This is one of the subtleties that I think has helped the Lions build a really good team is how do you fit with the players that we have? How do you fit? How will you play with the guy next to you? Like, what do you mesh well with the guy next to you? Is your skill set complementary to the guy next to you? And that is, again, some of the subtleties of how they make these decisions. But I'm not against a big move, but I'm preparing myself for a lesser move. And that doesn't mean it's not a bad move. Like, Tim Patrick didn't turn heads. And he might not be a great, quote unquote, great player, but that could be a great move for this football team.
That's the MO that Brad Holmes has operated under with the offseason, with free agency. Hasn't made the giant splash in free agency. He's just made some very calculated moves and typically not signing guys to longer contracts. Like, they got to earn that, which is what's happened with David Montgomery getting an extension. And with the trades he's made at the deadline, not a big splash. So I get that's a strong possibility of things can happen. But it's also perhaps the perfect storm right now for the Lions to go ahead and do that, regardless of the Hutch injury. But now the Hutch injury maybe amps it up even more, that you've got all this cap space that you can absorb right now. And it makes all the sense in the world now, even more so because of the Hutch injury, to try to make a big splash. But you have to find a partner. Is Jacksonville willing to talk to you? Because they've got two edge rushers. Are they going to hang on to both of them, or should they trade one of them and try to add to their team with draft picks? They've got Josh Allen, and they've got Trayvon Walker. Right? I mean, yep. Trayvon Walker, he's that Hutchinson draft class. He was the first player taken in the draft. And been a little bit disappointed, but he's starting to kind of come into his own now, last season and a half. And would they be willing to give up on him? Or, you know, Josh Allen, who they just signed to this monster deal, but if they're going to have to rebuild in Jacksonville, and that's a dumpster fire of an organization too, right? Jacksonville and Carolina are two organizations that just seem clueless of what they're doing. And Cleveland to an extent as well. So, is it possible? I mean, you pick up the phone, you call them all.
Well, you certainly inquire about everybody. Here's some feedback. I would be pissed 100% if we don't make a move for a solid replacement for Hutch. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn won't be here next year, and are huge parts of our success. Our window is this year with all the pieces we have. Be aggressive. Next text from Nick in Heartland. I'm a Gator, not mad, but disappointed. Depends on how serious they are about this year. To compete every year means this year. To compete every year means this year. Not happening with Hutch or similar need pass rush that has ripples into the future. I think Myles Garrett has that effect. I'm not ruling it out because of the offense. Holmes wants a Super Bowl this year. I trust him no matter what he does, but I really believe he's going to make a big splash or try his hardest to. Year four, primed to go get a ring, and Brad knows it. That's from Caleb at work. 248-539-9797, Chesterfield and Paul, you are next. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
I'm going to try and make my point quicker than the other caller. So what I wanted to say was, and I'm going to make this point real quick, I think sustainability, that's a key word, okay, in this organization. And for us to think that, and I agree with you, Doug, I think that the move that they're going to make is not going to be as dramatic as people may think it is or what they want, okay, because you don't want somebody that's just going to be a plug-and-play player. You want somebody that's going to be around for a while, that's going to help this team being another key word, win a Super Bowl. Yes, you know, I'm not going to say that it's not important that they try and find somebody, you know, that can fill the role of Hutch, but, I mean, who's really going to do that? The guy is just stellar. He's been playing out of his mind, and, you know, it's really sad to what has happened to him, and I'm really hoping and praying that he comes out of this injury without any hiccups, I guess you could say, because that break that he took, I mean, I know he's young still and then he can recover from that, but I'm really hoping and praying that he can be the same player that he was.
There's no indication that that's not going to be the case. They say it's a clean break, and that's good news.
That is good news, then. I'm happy to hear that, but I really believe that the Lions are on a trajectory to win the Super Bowl, and I trust in Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. I really believe that they're going to make the right move for the team and do what needs to be done. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Mark, you're next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
All right, Mark.
Good, good. Flint native here, buddies. Now living in San Antonio. And, Doug, I had a pleasure real quick of meeting you back in 05 down here during the NBA Finals. You were at another station broadcasting live on the Riverwalk, and I was the producer for the local Clear Channel sports station and went down there to meet you guys. We talked, and I helped you guys hook up an interview with Fennis Denbo.
Awesome. That's cool. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
Back in 05, no problem.
Good to reconnect.
Don't remember, but it's all good. But, yeah, guys, talking about the Lions, yeah, I'd love Max. I'd love Garrett. I'm wondering if, you know, when it comes to Garrett, does anybody know if he and Kimball, Dan Campbell, have any relationship being both Texas A&M Aggies?
Don't know.
And secondly, guys, yeah, no one's mentioned this yet. Yeah, we'd love to have him, you know, for a pass rush, sacking quarterbacks, of course. But, guys, he is a kick-blocking beast. He just blocked another one last Sunday.
All helps. Would help.
Special teams. Gator, you mentioned earlier, real quick, brother, that, you know, pick up the phone and start calling people. Are we sure on J.J. Watt? Is he happily retired?
Yeah, it was kind of debunked yesterday. He actually replied to some people that were sending him tweets, and he said, look, guys, Dan Campbell's great. Lions are doing great things, but I'm really enjoying my time being a dad and walking on the beach with my family. I'm happily retired.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
Hey, take care, Mark. Thanks for checking in.
Nobody said Aaron Donald good, huh?
Oh, ticket text has come through on that. Yes. I mean,
for that one.
We should have bingo cards, honestly. I mean, the names that come up. Would you guys, let me ask you this. One caller mentioned sustainability. Yep. And you know how Brad Holmes and this organization works. They like to draft, develop, re-sign their own, right? If, this is a huge if because I don't think it's happening, but if they were to get a Crosby or Myles Garrett or someone with a big contract to come here, Would you guys be willing to sacrifice an Aleem McNeil or somebody else? Because
it's my money, my cost. Yeah.
Right. It might cost you someone that they have drafted and developed here.
They'll struggle with that because they love their guys. They think their guys are unique in that they love being here. They love the practice. They love the football culture. They give everything for this team. So it'd be hard for them to say, we're going to have to sacrifice. Like what, like this year with the 49ers almost had to lose Brandon Ayuk because of pending contracts and all that.
And yet they didn't.
They didn't. They sorted it out, but it might cost them somebody else. Honestly, Gator, this is one of the dumbest things I think you ever say, is that you can find cap space out of anywhere.
And
eventually
yet,
it catches up to you.
And yet.
You can for a while.
And yet.
But eventually it catches up to you.
And yet.
There's no yet.
What do you mean? I thought Ayuk was gone.
Buffalo,
where did Ayuk go? Where did Ayuk go?
Ask Buffalo if they lost all the guys they lost that they wanted to keep.
They don't have the smart guy heading the team.
All right.
Kang, where's Ayuk playing?
He plays for the Niners.
He's still there?
Yes. He got a contract.
He got a deal?
What if it cost him like Purdy or McCaffrey or Debo? Debo's probably gone, actually. You think they bring back Debo somehow? I think it's going to cost him Debo.
You know what it is, Kang?
They only can pay one of those.
It's math. Here. And so he doesn't want to play the math.
Well, I'm sorry that it really hasn't caught up to teams. It really has.
Teams lose players all the time they don't want to because.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the cap.
Teams don't have players willing to restructure sometimes, and it becomes difficult to do.
So but it doesn't matter how much you can fabricate.
Well, the good teams are able to do it.
All right, Gator. Paul, you're next. Hello, Paul.
Doug, Gator, love listening to your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I am a season ticket holder. I'm going to be very disappointed, guys, if they don't make a concerted effort to bring someone else in. Doug, I want to push back against your comment. I know that the rules of the NFL very much are tilted in favor of the offense, but I still think defense wins championships, and I think you only need to look to last year to see that. Kansas City Chiefs with a very young defense went into Baltimore and just stopped Lamar Jackson and that offense. It was not Mahomes that necessarily won that game. It was their defense. And now they're sitting it on the top of the league with a very physical young defense still. And, I'm not a Super Bowl historian, but another instance I can think of is when the Tampa Bay Bucks with Brady, literally the only time Mahomes lost in the Super Bowl, he was running for his life in that game because they had Tampa had a great defense. And so I just think you have to learn from history or you will repeat the mistakes of the past. And I think that last year, I think we were one player away, and I think if they would have acquired Chase Young, he didn't do much, but he had 3 tackles and 1 tackle for loss in that game. I think if they would have had him in that game, we might be talking about going back to the Super Bowl instead of trying to get to the Super Bowl.
97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.